As far as I can tell, British politicians do not write songs, but American politicians certainly do. James J. Walker, for example, was mayor of New York City and also wrote this big hit of 1905.
Will you love me in December as you do in May? Will you love me in the good old-fashioned way? When my hair has all turned gray, will you kiss me then and say that you love me in December as you do, 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 do in May?
That was a top five song at the dawn of the 20th century. This next one has lasted into our own time, though it was composed only half a decade after Will You Love Me in December as You Do in May. General Charles Gates Dawes was a banker who became vice president to Calvin Coolidge and is the only man on a winning presidential ticket ever to write a number one hit.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
It's All in the Game, music by Charles Gates Dawes, 30th Vice President of the United States. And if you're thinking, wow, It's All in the Game is a pretty good song, what else did he write? Well, in 1894, he wrote The Banking System of the United States and Its Relation to the Money and Business of the Country. I'll hum a couple of bars and you can take it from there. But the absolutely biggest hit by any American politician is by a two-time governor and longtime power player of Louisiana.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me and loved another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Nat King Cole and a swinging Nelson Riddle arrangement of the biggest hit by Jimmy Davis. I wonder if Nat knew he was singing a song by a guy whose other writings include a thesis titled The Comparative Intelligence of Whites, Blacks, and Mulattoes. Governor Davis is an almost absurd accumulation of Southern cliches. Sharecropper, country and western yodeler, segregationist Democrat. But he was a powerful figure in Louisiana for a good half of his 100-plus years. And You Are My Sunshine was usually the music that accompanied him to the podium, both as entertainer and politician. He was born in 1899 on a farm in the northern part of the state. His grandfather had walked there from halfway across the country back when Grandpa was a 10-year-old boy. He got to Beech Springs, Louisiana, and decided to stop walking. Don't ask me why. It's now a ghost town and wasn't much more of a going proposition back then, when Jimmy was the eldest of 11 children growing up in a family shack with two rooms, a living room and a sleeping room. Jimmy didn't get to sleep in a bed until he was 9 years old. "The first Christmas present I ever got," he remembered, "was a dried hog's bladder and a plucked blackbird. We ate the blackbird and played ball with the bladder, and I thought we were pretty well off." He wasn't then, but he wanted to be. He decided he was going to get educated, dishwashed and sang his way through college, and became the history teacher at a girls' school. His hero in those days was the singing brakeman, as in the brakeman on a train, Jimmy Rogers.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Texas, T for Tennessee. T for Thelma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Oh-lay, oh-lay, hey-lay.
Jimmy Rogers was known as America's Blue Yodeler, as in the blues. By the time Jimmy Davis, pushing 30, landed his first contract with Doggone Records, he was more of a blue yodeler in a rather different sense. The songs he wrote had a somewhat narrow preoccupation, rendered in double entendre that don't really qualify as terribly double.
I married Corrine, settled down, had the keenest gal in any man's town. Now all the folks, even my old dad, pulled up in the back and he acted mighty bad. She's a hum-dum danger from Dangersville. Do watch her strut that stuff.
She's a hum-dum dinger from Dingersville. Not sure I've got the stamina for Dingersville, but Jimmy Davis did. Pistol packin' popper, red nightgown blues, get on board Aunt Susan, on and on.
Pussycat sitting on the rail fence, tomcat on the ground, Lord, Lord. Pussycat sitting on the rail fence, tomcat on the ground. Tom made a pass at the pussy, they went round and round. Yodely, yodely.
Of course, singing nothing but what political rivals called songs of unbridled carnality can take its toll.
I was an organ grinder, up and down the Santa Fe, yes, sir. I was an organ grinder, up and down the Santa Fe. Now I have about decided my organ's done failed on me. Yodely, yodely, yodely.
According to John Morthland of Rolling Stone magazine, the Jimmy Davis catalogue was, quote, the dirtiest batch of songs any one person had ever recorded in country music.
When I was on the road, gal, I brought my monkey in your town. When I was on the road, brought my monkey in your town. Now that my organs fail me, you turn my monkey down.
When Jimmy Davis got into Democrat politics, the Republicans thought they'd use these songs to kill his candidacy. At one rally, an opponent played them to the crowd, only to find that, instead of being outraged, they started dancing.
Hey, hey, good gal, don't look for me so soon. Hey, hey, mama, don't look for me home so soon. When you know doggone well my organ's played its last dang tune. Yodely, 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 yodely.
Jimmy Davis lived to be 101 years old and never once disowned all those early songs of his. However, as he moved into politics, he made a not-so-subtle shift in his musical inclinations. In 1938, the year he was elected Public Safety Commissioner of Shreveport, Louisiana, his biggest hit was this lovely revival of a fragrant waltz from 1909.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon. Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet roses bloom. Come with the love light gleaming in your dear eyes of blue. Meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland, there let my dreams come true.
That song is so touching and affecting because of its sheer simplicity. What if you could write a brand new song of similar sensibility and even greater simplicity? You Are My Sunshine sounds like a song you've always known, the kind of thing the fiddlers play when the dance floor at the church hall is full, that you'll sing at the end of a hayride, a folk song from the 19th century maybe, but it's not. Until 1940, the world had never heard it.
I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
It's not a folk song. The verses have no rhymes, and as a general rule, rhymes are what help fix a song in people's heads. But the chorus is so simple, childlike even. You make me happy when skies are grey. It's hard to believe a professional songwriter cooked it up over a battered upright in a smoke-filled room.
You told me once, dear, you really love me, that no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The following year, 1941, Bing Crosby took that song out of what was then called hillbilly music and put it in the Billboard pop charts.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That wasn't a monster hit for Bing, but it moved the song into the mainstream pop repertoire, and in Crosby's wake there followed Kate Smith, the Ames Brothers, Les Brown and his Band of Renown. In 1944, Jimmy Davis ran for governor of Louisiana. At campaign stops, he didn't do a lot of speechifying, but he did sing You Are My Sunshine, and he sang himself right into the governor's mansion, and unlike the then 47 other governors, into a guest spot on Frank Sinatra's radio show.
And now, friends, tonight's famous guest, Louisiana's great songwriting governor, Governor Jimmy Davis. Governor, speaking of sunshine, you know, of course, you're not getting out of here without singing that all-time favorite that you wrote, namely, You Are My Sunshine.
Well, I've got news for you, Frank. Tonight, you're going to sing it along with me. Now, that's an executive order.
You may be sorry, but tell me, how about your constituents? Won't they resent my hitching a ride on your famous tune?
My boy, after hearing us in a duet, my constituents will be unanimous in one remark, and I quote, if the governor was really smart, he'd lay back and let Sinatra do all the singing.
Governor, I may just move to Louisiana, add another vote to your big collection. Shall we knock it, sir?
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and cried. You're my sunshine,
my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Where did it come from? Jimmy Davis could never quite explain how he wrote it. He wasn't thinking of this or that girl, he'd say. Maybe it was two or three he had in mind. His was not, in fact, the first recording of the song. That distinction goes to the Pine Ridge Boys.
You are my sunshine, my only, only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
August 22nd, 1939. The next recording was by the Rice Brothers Gang.
You told me once, dear, that you loved me, and nothing else could come between. But now you've left me for another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you look at the label of the Pine Ridge Boys' first recording of You Are My Sunshine, it credits no songwriters. If you look at the label of Jimmy Davis's single of You Are My Sunshine, Decca 67157, it credits no songwriters, just Jimmy Davis with Charles Mitchell's orchestra. The Rice Brothers Gang single does include a composing credit. Paul Rice of the Rice Brothers. Did Rice sell it to Davis? Davis, in turn, gave his steel guitarist, the aforementioned Charles Mitchell, co-authorship of the song for a while. And then he bought it back. After the centenarian governor died in the year 2000, all kinds of stories arose as to who did what in a few crucial months in late 1939. We'll never know for certain. It's true there's nothing like You Are My Sunshine in the rest of Governor Davis's catalogue, but nor is there in those of Paul Rice and Charles Mitchell. And unlike those fellas, Jimmy Davis wrote other hits. He can also claim to be the only serving governor in American history to have had a number one record. No, not You Are My Sunshine, but another song written by him which hit the top on the folk jukebox chart in the first year of his first term. Complete with an intro that sounds like You Are My Sunshine sideways.
There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed and I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart.
Unlike other celebrity politicians, Mayor Clint Eastwood, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, President Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Davis did not put the show business on hold during his gubernatorial tenure. He often sang in lieu of detailed policy addresses, and a chorus or two of You Are My Sunshine became a convenient diversion at public meetings. A lot of his band wound up on the state payroll. Louisiana forbids its governors from serving consecutive terms, so Davis was anxious to keep one foot in the music business. He was the mentor to an up-and-coming talent called Hank Williams, and one week he and Hank went fishing, and while waiting for a nibble, they wrote a song, a rather good one.
I was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow.
Jimmy Davis was returned to the Louisiana governor's office in 1960. He had a horse called Sunshine, which he rode up the steps, into the building, and through to his office because, he said, Sunshine had always wanted to see where he worked. I'm never clear at what precise point you're aware that this song is different from all your others, and indeed from most everybody else's too. But tuning the radio dial must have been fun during Governor Davis's second term. The Marcells.
Sunshine!
Yep, my only sunshine.
The Lennon Sisters.
You make me happy when skies are gray.
Ray Charles. Gail Garnett.
Don't you take my sunshine away.
Count Basie.
Pretty woman, you are my sunshine. Love me quick before I fade away. Give me sunshine. I'm gonna get down on my knees and beg you, beg to stay. Don't you ever, ever go, babe. Cause you got the kind of loving that I crave. Don't you take it. Don't ever take it away.
Marvin Gaye. The Mills Brothers.
And when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, yeah.
And I hung my head and I cried.
Oh, don't look now, but as they said at the Battle of New Orleans, Louisiana, the British are coming. Michael Holiday.
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Mrs. Mills. Ruby Murray.
Sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Tony Sheridan and the Beatles.
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. So please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Just a sampling of the You Are My Sunshines in the air during Jimmy Davis's second term as governor of Louisiana. By the time he died, it was the official state song, complete with sludgy new lyrics of state song braggadocio about the biggest shrimp and sugarcane and the best fishing. Mr. Davis is the only American governor to have lived in the 1800s, the 1900s, and the 2000s. And because of his longevity in Britain, the Commonwealth, and much of Europe, You Are My Sunshine, which sounds like it's been an out-of-copyright folk song since the mid-19th century, will be a copyrighted work enriching his family until December 31st, 2070. Here is Governor Davis's very last performance of his indestructible song.
Hello out there. This is Jimmy Davis, and I'm delighted to be here today for this occasion and try to sing a little bit. Of course, I'll have trouble singing as hoarse as I am, but I'm going to try it. You just turn it on.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Song from Me to You, Jimmy Davis in Baton Rouge, the capital of Louisiana, singing with the Baton Rouge Children's Choir just a few months before his death at 101. What care I who make the laws of a nation, wrote Irving Berlin, as long as I can sing its popular songs. Well, Jimmy Davis did both as politician and songwriter, but it is the latter that endures.